Blog Talk Radio.
Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every Monday I bring you a dynamic guest and topic. And today we have a fabulous guest. Her name is Judy Bicknell. And let me tell you a little bit about her. She was born and raised in Southern California and, of course, loves the beach. She's been married for 26 years. She and her husband have four children, one granddaughter, and Buddy, that's the dog. In the 90s, her career placed her as one of the top mortgage bankers in the U.S. for a major lending institution. Due to a severe illness which ended this career, she found a new path, educating others on natural solutions for a healthier lifestyle. Judy belongs to North Orange County Chamber, the Laguna Beach Chamber, Business Network International, a financial women's group, Toastmasters International, and the National Association of Female Executives. She is part of the Healing Hand Foundation and volunteers locally with Autistic Foundation for Kids. She has over 10 years of experience with essential oils, is a certified holistic health coach, a wellness advocate, and a certified aroma touch specialist. Judy's life mission is to inspire everyone she encounters to live life to its fullest every day. Her goal is to give hope and education to those who want a healthier, wealthier, more natural life. Welcome, Judy, to the show. So happy to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Robbie. I really appreciate being here.
When you were in the financial business, you were in the banking business. So how was your banking? How did your career, banking career end?
Well, I, you know, was really enjoying my banking career, and like most women today, we work 24/7, and we really do an excellent job in the corporate game. But I had gotten sick, and it was a reoccurring, like, flu that wouldn't go away. And I had gone to my doctor, and, you know, back then in the early 90s, you know, we always dreaded the worst when things like that came up and you couldn't get well. So my doctor said, well, let's run some tests. And lo and behold, I came back, and he said, well, don't worry. It's not what we thought it was. And I said, great. You know, give me a pill. I got to get back to work. And he told me I had a little thing called fibromyalgia. Well, back then, nobody ever knew what that word was or had ever even heard it. But it was like the end of the end. Because he just looked at me and he says, well, there's nothing I can give you. There's nothing I can do. We don't know how to treat it. So it was kind of a rough go there, because it just kind of snowballed from that point forward. It just got worse and worse to the point where I was just like feeling that there was no hope. The pain was getting really bad. The flu symptoms were getting worse. He was giving me all types of alternative treatments, all types of alternative solutions, but none of them were working. I eventually had to stop my job because the pain was so bad. They couldn't do anything for me, and I couldn't work. So I'd gone on disability and eventually ended up at the Pain Management Center in Orange County for 3 months with some of the top doctors in the area. And what they did was they treated me every day for 3 months. And at the end, they kind of just shook your hand and said, you know what, there's nothing we can really do for you, but we taught you how to live with your pain. Good luck. And so that was the end of the end right there.
So what was the biggest challenge during that this time, besides what you've shared with us already?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges during that time was depending on which doctors that you went to, the doctor would either suggest that he knew exactly what you needed to fix you, and then you'd go on a treatment, and then it would cause all kinds of awful side effects or additional issues. Or you'd go to a doctor and, you know, constantly be searching for answers, and the doctor would look at you and tell you, well, it's all in your head. You're dreaming this up. You're a nut job. Here, take this pill. You're kind of loopy. So it was kind of really difficult to have to struggle with that on a daily basis. And it was just really rough to have to emotionally get up every day and say, no, I know I'm not nuts. I really feel this. This pain is real. It was the type of pain where nobody could touch you because you would just crumble. It was so severe. And for people that have to suffer that, some of the gals I work with now, they tell me, well, you know, it's kind of like having shards of glass flow through your blood system.
Wow.
So that was kind of one of the biggest challenges right there, is just dealing with the different mentalities of how they were reacting to that illness.
How did other people react to your illness?
Well, other than my immediate family, I basically hid it from everyone because no one could really understand how I could be in that much pain and not be doing something about it. So what we would do is, you know, you'd stay home curled up in a ball on the floor or in pain, and then if you had to go out, you built up enough inertia all day long. You went out and did that one thing, like show up for a PTA meeting or, you know, go pick up your kids or show up for this event and spend the 1 or 2 hours there and come back and actually go into a full-blown episode and collapse for 3 days and be completely unable to function. So it was really tough. Yeah.
So I know that you're a trainer. So what do you educate people on?
One of the biggest things that I try to educate people on is that there are healthy alternatives out there. And if they are struggling with something, not to give up hope, that they should continually look at alternatives. And I have so much information over the last 10 years when I started to research, you know, why things were happening and why different things would work and wouldn't work, that I want to share that information with them. And also the results. Some of the results are good. Some of my results were not so good. But I want them to know what happens and what the alternatives are so that they can make good choices and they can find a better way to live. You know, not everybody is the same. So there really is no magic bullet out there that you're going to take this little pill and everything's going to go away tomorrow. That's one of the most difficult things to educate people on. And so long as they're willing to be open and to look at alternatives and understand the science behind it, as well as where it came from and why it is what it is, and not give up hope and keep going down the path, that's one of the things that we need to know. The biggest thing that I educate on today is essential oils. That was one of the catalysts that got me going down the right path. That's what led me into becoming a holistic health coach. And it was really funny because I had given up on all the Western medicine, and I'd given up on all the Eastern medicine methods. I had gone through all of this for years and years. And a girlfriend, only one of my real friends knew what I was going through, and she knew I was getting ready to leave the country because, unfortunately, there are some treatments that you can only get out of the United States. And I was bound and determined to be well, so I was going to go. And she was kind enough to offer me something I hadn't tried, which was an essential oil. And so I tried it, and for the first time in years, I actually had gotten a positive result from it. And that led me into the path of starting to educate myself with some of the best researchers and doctors right now in the United States that are developing these oils in order to help people find a natural solution. So that's a huge part of what I educate on. And then so also, what, too, that, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead and finish your statement.
No, it just seems like, you know, people think that there's, you know, we're raised in a society of Western medicine. I was the biggest one of that believer that you got sick, you went to the doctor, you got a pill, you got better. But until you get educated to know that Western medicine is designed to take your symptom. You heard the old joke, you go to the doctor and you move your arm and you say, doctor, my arm hurts when I move it like this. And the doctor says, well, don't move it like that. Okay, well, that's fixing the problem, the immediate little problem, and not where the result or the actual creation of the problem is coming from. They're not getting to the root cause of the problem. Well, it shouldn't hurt when you do that. You should be able to do that. And that's where a lot of the people struggle because, yes, we can go to the doctor, we can get medication, and our symptom will go away. And I'm not knocking modern medicine because, boy, it got me through some really hard times. And thank God I had my medical staff to support me because without them, I don't think I would have made it. But we really have to dig deeper and remember our bodies are organic and our bodies need organic to heal so many things. And there's that much education out there for people to do it.
What do you think is the biggest obstacle people face today in choosing a natural solution?
I think a lot of people just aren't educated. You know, not that they're not lacking in knowledge or intelligence, but they're just that information has not been in their upfront for them to research and to read about and to be knowledgeable about. They don't have time to do it. And also, a lot of what we are faced with is advertising. We are bombarded with an advertising nightmare of, you know, swallow this pill and lose 50 pounds. And it's not something that we sit down and we read the side of the box and we look at all the side effects, we look at all the ingredients, realize all the chemicals in it, realize all the toxins that are in it. And then also go back and find the research that says, well, if you put these things in your body, what is the long-term effect on your body? What's the outcome going to be for your organs or for your body tissue if you continually put the synthetic chemical into your body on a regular routine? And I think that's really difficult for people to make a good, wise decision for something natural because the box will say all natural, but if you actually flip it over and read the ingredients, that's not always true.
Where do you think the trends are leading us now for health and wellness?
Well, one of the biggest things that really, really shocked me is I was at a seminar back in September, and for the first time in many, many years, our next generation life expectancy is lower than it has been. So it's actually decreased. In the many, many years in the past, we've been extending our life expectancies. And for the first time, it's actually decreased. So that gives us a really sad outlook on where we're going. But if we look at all the processed foods and we look at all the chemicals and the byproducts that we're using, that kind of explains why that trend would come. They also showed that recent surveys that over 76% of doctors, nurses, and medical professionals right now today are using some form of natural remedy at home for themselves and their families, and yet they're not using it in their practices just because of all the laws and regulations and restrictions, which is really a conflict for so many doctors because they would love to be able to share it with their patients and show them an alternative to something that they could do that would help their patients and give them a natural solution. But because of the structures and all the lawsuits and things that go on, they're not sure where they stand in offering this for their patients. Now, we did see one new facility that's coming to light right now in Utah that's going to be one of the first integrated medical facilities of its kind, where they're actually partnering medical physicians, surgeons, anesthesiologists, RNs, and then they're also having chiropractic, naturopaths, nutritionalists, and I say acupuncturists, all under the same roof. And they're going to offer patients the choice of both directions, traditional Western medicine and also alternative natural medicine, and let them have an opportunity to make the judgment call for themselves and their families so that they can make a better decision for their families. So that's kind of where the trend's going. We're going to see more of a shift towards this alternative situation. Plus, if you look at where healthcare is today, we got to stay healthy.
That's for sure. If you came across somebody that's pretty healthy, what kind of advice would you offer them?
Well, I run into a lot of people every day that tell me, well, you know, I'm really healthy. I don't, you know, need to do anything. I don't get sick and, you know, I'm really good and everything. One of the biggest things you have to realize is just because you feel really healthy today and you're moving forward, it doesn't mean that you can't take better care of your body and that you can't give it better support. Now, by giving it natural solutions or better nutrition or even supplementing with a natural product, you can give your body additional support so it can achieve even more energy. You can have better stamina. You can also have faster recovery if you are working out or you're living the good life. Also, it'll also make your body turn back the hands of time and make it feel younger and act younger, which will actually make you live longer because your body's going to have more resilience to things that are going to come around.
With all this good stuff we out there, why do you think that more people, why are more people not using natural products as opposed to products with chemicals in them?
You know, that's kind of a frustrating thing. One of the biggest things is we're so programmed to modern convenience to get something that's pre-prepared or ready to go or on the shelf or quick and easy. So a lot of times we'll just grab it and take it and use it because we're so used to using the same thing over and over again. One of the things that I found was huge was, you know, we have our favorite, as women, we have our favorite bath and body products, and we have all the wonderful scents and all the wonderful things that are out there that we just have loved to use over our lifetime. And then we don't even realize that there's things in it like petrochemicals and different byproducts that even if we're putting them on our skin is one of the biggest actual centers to intake things into our body. So when you put something on your skin, it absorbs directly into your bloodstream and into your body, and it starts to affect you on a daily basis. So if you do put something like that on there and you don't even realize the level of chemicals that are in there, because we trust, you know, well, it's FDA approved, or they wouldn't put it on the market if it wasn't safe to use. But, you know, it goes back to the same thing. A little bit of our red dye number 3 won't kill you. Well, yeah, but over a period of time, it may not kill you, but what does it really do to your organs? And that's kind of a struggle. Plus, we go back to that packaging problem again. A lot of times people will see things at the market that say, you know, all natural, all pure, 100%, let's say, for instance, a lavender oil or something like that. Well, I've picked up those packages, and I'm trained now to roll them over, look at the ingredients, and to keep reading. And I'll tell you, 9 times out of 10, on just everyday cosmetic products. When you get to the bottom of the thing, it says not for internal use. Well, one of the biggest things that people don't click when they're using something is, well, yeah, it's not for internal use, but you just rubbed it all over your skin. Where do you think it just went? And then if anything were to happen to you, well, the manufacturer could say, yeah, but we put a warning on the label for you not to use it internally. Why'd you put it on you? So it's frustrating, you know, and by the time you figure out what's good and what's not good, and then to get access to the things that you really want that are pure and natural, they're not always convenient. You know, you may have to get them online, or you may have to order them or get them somewhere special that's not a convenience to get on a daily routine. So if you have to take a little more time or go out of your way to get these things, you know, that makes it difficult. Plus, cost is always an issue. If something costs a little bit more, or it doesn't cost as a discount like some of the other products, that's always a big thing people throw up. Well, you know, it costs so much. Well, over a period of time, is it really costing you? If you can limit the number of times you have to go to the doctor, or if you can lower the number of times that you have to use other products to counteract it, or if you could even use a really high-quality product where you only have to use a smaller amount of something, then it may be even more cost-effective than what you're using today. So those things are also really important for people to consider when they're looking into the products they're using just on a daily basis.
How difficult is it for someone to start making the change to a healthy, more natural lifestyle? And also share with the audience how you work with your clients and a little bit about essential oils, because the oils are not, every oil isn't the same, as I just recently learned.
Yeah. One of the biggest things is that I found over the 10 years of researching is that, you know, not all essential oils are created equal. They make a lot of claims, and there's a lot of statements out there, but they're not. Things can be cut with other oils. They can be adulterated, and they can be chemically altered to create the oil that they want to say that is out there. A lot of times it's very difficult to know what a good high-quality essential oil is. One that's been tested every single time from the time it's made until the time it's actually distributed, and where they can control the actual therapeutic grade of the oil is what is most important to you. You want to make sure something is pure in that sense, that you're getting something that's safe to take internally and use on your body, because then you're going to get a therapeutic outcome rather than an alternative outcome. That's one of the biggest things just with oils alone. And one of the ways I work with some of my clients is we can do things as simple as, if you have a huge issue or no issue or just small issues that you want to improve on your health, you know, everybody's like an onion. You've got lots of layers, and you got to peel off the layers slowly. When you jump into the middle of it, it may make you cry. So you got to go really slow sometimes. One of the things you can do is as simple as taking something as a pure essential lemon oil and adding it to your drinking water throughout the day. Now, when you're using a lemon oil as opposed to using something like the actual, I get a lot of clients that say, well, I put lemon in my water every day. Well, that's great. When you squeeze lemon in your water, it has a totally different effect than as if you use the lemon oil. The oil actually comes from the rind of the lemon. And what that does is that helps the body start to detox itself. Now, how does it do that? Well, the lemon gets into your body, and it draws toxins to it, and then it allows the body to flush them out. So something as simple as putting one or two drops of lemon oil into your water could actually physically help your body start detoxing on a daily basis. Now, that's a really simple, easy change to make. Plus, it makes your water taste good. Plus, if you're a person that doesn't get a lot of water in, because you don't like the taste, it's a way to improve the quality of the taste of the water and to help hydrate your body. It's really easy to start making changes for your daily routine. When I start working with somebody, we sit down and figure out what their health goals are, where they want to go, and what's most important to them. And then we attack it one little thing at a time. And then if you can build on that every day or every week and improve what you're doing, eventually you start to see things like more energy, or you'll start to find something like less inflammation in the body, which means you're going to have more range of motion, be able to get up and around more. You're not going to need naps in the afternoon. You're not going to be reaching for that cup of coffee or that sugar donut in the afternoon because you're getting that slump. And you're going to be able to maintain a more healthier, natural lifestyle. Another thing that we try to do is make sure that you find a way to get better sleep so that you get better, deeper sleep so that your body recovers and it improves its health. We also work with some other different things on exercise and stretching and different things that will help your body just recover on a gentle level. You know, you don't have to go to the gym and start working out 5 days a week to get healthy. If that's not what you're doing right now today, you don't need to start doing it tomorrow. Something as simple as just walking an extra 10 minutes a day as opposed to sitting at your desk all day long will start to improve just your lifestyle on a regular basis. And I like to work with people on a one-on-one basis because, like I said, everybody's different. And, you know, your health is truly your wealth. And you don't want to learn the hard way not to take care of yourself, because that's kind of what I did, is I learned the hard way. I kept going until I hit the wall. And then the wall said, you're done. And that was the end of my career.
How do people reach you, and what kind of things do you have on your website?
Okay, our website is in the process of being refurbished. It should be up before the end of the week. It's creatingnaturalwealth.com. And we have things on there like educational videos, opportunities to take classes. You can schedule one-on-ones with me. You can also learn about the difference between essential oils. You can also get ideas on how to better improve your sleep, how to balance your hormones, all kinds of things. So just kind of depending on what you're looking for. If you want to get a hold of me directly, you can always email me at naturalwealth4you@gmail.com, and that'll get me directly anytime, and I will respond back to you. And you can also, just reach out to us if you have questions or want to follow us on Facebook at Natural Wealth or Instagram at Natural Wealth. We post all kinds of ideas, inspirations, and daily routines that you can try just to get yourself going.
Are you also available to go out and speak for groups?
Yes. Right now I try to just travel within the United States, but I've been to Canada, and I'm looking forward to going to Australia soon. But I will go just about anywhere to speak with groups and to help people get started on a more natural, healthy path.
Give them your website and your email again.
Sure. Our website is creatingnaturalwealth.com, and my email is naturalwealth4you@gmail.com.
Well, Judy, it's wonderful having you on the show. It's amazing how fast a half an hour goes.
We've
been talking with Judy Bicknell, who is the founder of Natural Wealth, where her focus is on your everyday health. So check out her website and be sure and send her an email, because like she said, she will get back to you as soon as she can. And thank you again, Judy. It's been wonderful to have you. And I even learned a couple of things. I'm going to check out that lemon oil. That sounds like something that everybody, and maybe I'll drink more water that way.
Yep, it'll get you going, dear. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye now.